I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. America's unemployment rate is at 9.4%. The foreclosure rates rose again last month. Around the nation, as people struggle to make ends meet, churches are seeing something stirring. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says the recession is the spark for revival. They're trying to help fan it into flame.
We are calling for Pray Now America is what we're calling these rallies. And we're going into churches as well and having conferences where we're challenging believers to really begin to pray and to look hard at their own personal lives, their own personal priorities.
Tippett says through the financial upheaval, many believers are reevaluating their purpose and priorities. Keep praying. Next, the Families for Orphans Act is up for consideration in the U.S. House of Representatives. John Van Valkenburg of Bethany Christian Services says that's good news for the 143 million children around the world who don't have permanent families.
The government is really recognizing that it needs to take a second look at its current structure and develop a more streamlined and organized effort to help take a leadership role with this crisis.
The act could make funds available to Bethany as it shares the hope of the gospel with needy children. Pray wisdom for those involved in the legislation. And 69 missionary candidates were ready to leave their homes and serve the Lord all over the world. They sold their homes, resigned from their jobs, and said goodbye to family and friends. But in July, they received an unthinkable phone call. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board does not have the funds to support their ministry. Due to a $29 million shortfall in the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, the teams don't have the money to go on the field. Pray that God will provide those funds to send the missionaries. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to Mission Network News.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.